Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome in to the DNVR Rockies podcast, brought to you, as always, by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the app now and use promo code DNVR when you sign up. Welcome to a Friday afternoon club edition of the Rocks Pod. I am your host, Susie Hunter, joined by my special guest co-host.
Oh, who else are you going to invite to get fact on a Friday?
Yo. You're right, fact buddy.
Yes.
Let's
go on the resume.
Go. Put it on the resume. Do not. We have a fun show. It's chill
as
vibes.
Usual.
I head to spring training tomorrow, so this is
How excited are you?
I'm actually stoked. Although it doesn't look like it's very warm.
Have you done spring training before?
I've never done spring training working.
Okay.
I've been to spring training many times. In Arizona, so in the Rockies, but I've never done it in a professional capacity.
Okay.
So this will be good. This will be fun.
Sounds like you're going to have to stay professional down there, Susie.
Oh.
Not for this company. Not for DNVR.
Not for us. No. Couldn't be. Yeah, we have so much stuff to talk about because spring training games start tomorrow. They start on Saturday. So we're going to preview that. We're going to hear from Patrick Lyons, who has been down there all week, just getting all the tea, all the gossip. And what else are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about prospects and how they get on guys' radar. We're going to tell you.
Ooh.
I'm not going to tell you. Bud Black is going to tell
okay.
us. Bud Black's going to tell us. We're going to talk about the RSN drama.
Yo.
And we're going to talk about uniforms.
Oh, you invited the right person for that.
Yeah.
Let's go.
What do you want to start with, RG? I'm
the
a gracious
photo
host.
Day.
You want to start with photo day?
No,
we're not starting
we gotta
with
save
photo
that.
Day. No. Because Patrick actually is going to be calling in about 5 minutes anyway. So.
Okay.
Because he wanted to just get it done with earlier. I'm like, okay, call in around
five. Let's preview like, tomorrow then. Let's preview the game tomorrow.
Let's talk about tomorrow. So we know that Noah Davis is getting the start for that first spring training game on Saturday.
Does that mean anything? Because when you do an opening day starter, that like usually means like that's the number one guy. Does this mean anything or is that just like, okay, here you go?
You know, I think it means that it's someone that the Rockies are definitely keeping an eye on, paying attention to, because Noah Davis debuted last year, last day of the season, but as a reliever,
okay.
not as a starter.
Okay.
But he's been a starter in the minors, so it'll be good to see him getting the start down there. Yeah. So
good to know.
Yeah. And then Kyle Freeland gets the start on Sunday, so
okay.
that makes sense.
Yes.
That makes so much sense.
Yes, he's the guy.
And apparently...
Is he opening day? Or do we know opening day this year yet?
No, this is too early to ask Bud Black, but
are there bets on opening day starters?
I will ask him on Monday.
Oh, yeah, you better.
When I'm down there in the clubhouse. Yeah, but then it'll be like, what? Why are you asking me?
That's true.
He'll be so annoyed.
It probably is early.
What does that comment say? I can't read it.
Too like for too low... Or Daza.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, we have so much great Jonathan Daza content coming for you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But no Tulo?
No, Tulo's not around.
Okay. Then I'll stop the clap.
No, don't clap for Tulo. He's, I don't know, what is Tulo up to these days?
I don't know. Isn't he a coach at a college? Isn't he Texas? Where is that where
I
he
mean,
went
he's
still
to? In the mix. He's, okay. Yeah, I think he's in Texas.
I thought he was like a coach at some level.
He's doing something. Yeah. Kyle Freeland starting on Saturday. I'm sure Patrick knows a little bit more when we get him on the line too, so we'll talk about that. Let's talk about the prospects though, because Patrick actually asked such an interesting question earlier today. He asked Buddy, when do prospects actually get on his radar, the other coaching staff's radar? He's like, how does it happen? And, you know, for someone like Zach Veen, it's obviously right away, that first round draft pick, the
right.
really high pick, but we've got a lot of other dudes in the mix too. Alyssa, are we ready to roll that?
Yeah.
All right, here is Bud Black on how they start paying attention to the prospects.
When does a player kind of get on your radar?
You know, when you have a high pick, right? Like Veen, Gabriel Hughes, Michael Toglia, Brendan Rodgers in 15. You know, all these guys who are number one picks, right? I mean, they're on the radar in our big league minds right away, right? You know, because when you're picking, right, and your first pick, I mean, that sort of gives you a little like, ooh, okay, all right, what do we got with this kid? So he's been on the radar from the time he was drafted. And then you watch him play, you watch him develop. But when they get into big league camp, that is when they truly sort of get on the radar.
Yeah, I don't think Veen has a nickname yet, as you noted.
Can I throw in Veener? Is that possible? ZV? ZV is probably... He's got to be Veener in the clubhouse. Are you kidding me? There's no way.
I need
as
to keep
bro-y as some MLB clubhouses get, there's no way that has not been at least discussed.
That's
Veeny?
A pretty good one.
Veeny?
Veeny's a good one.
Veeny could work.
I kind of like Veener. That sounds like something that bros would say to each other.
Bro, don't hurt my Veener. Okay? Do not. Don't do it.
This is a show where we have already started on ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Is that Patrick?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, he's here. Okay, so we can now ask him, as soon as we get him connected into the show, we can ask him if Veen has a nickname yet.
I'm telling you, I bet it's Veeny. I bet it.
Yeah.
Zach's kind of boring, right?
Poor guy. Such a boring name. Zach Veen is such a
Zach's
great
a
name for someone
name, yeah.
who was drafted during the pandemic. Because it's like a...
Oh, it rhymes with vaccine.
Because it's like vaccine, but it's Zach Veen, yeah.
Got it. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. I do, too. All right, where's Patrick?
Vaccine.
We're here. He is. Let's go. Joining the show now, my
the Patrick Lyons,
the guy who leads this beat, Patrick freaking
yes.
Lyons, and he's at the PHNX headquarters. Patrick, do not leave us for PHNX, please.
They're currently trying to work on a trade. I think you guys just might get a bucket of balls. I'm not sure. Co-host to be named later, but They're wooing me. I'm being wooed. I'll say
wooing
that.
Wooing you. Oh my goodness. Okay.
Better than booing you.
Well said.
That's well said.
I didn't know that saying. Okay, Patrick. First question. This is obviously the most important topic. Does Zach Veen have a nickname in the clubhouse?
He does not. I did. Put it on my list of things to do to just kind of go around to some of the guys to ask if they had heard or Zach himself. I had real business to talk with him about the other day.
Okay, relax.
Conversation out of the DNVR.com. But yeah, I don't know if he's going with the nickname I came up with on draft day in 2020 of Veenzilla or Veen Kong.
Veen Kong.
Okay. That's it. So Ryan... Keep the camera on Ryan here, because Ryan, I need to know, since you are officially a fan of Zach Veen, would you consider yourself a Veen queen?
Oh, Veener head.
A Veener head!
Absolutely. A Veen
schnitzel?
A Veen king. I don't know.
Patrick is not amused. He does not like Wienerhead. Line of humor. Okay. Does not like Wienerhead.
Damn. Wiener dog?
A Wiener dog
I think
awesome.
Would work, right?
That plays. I think
okay.
that could play.
Okay, let's go with Wiener dog. Fans of Zach Veen or Wiener dogs?
He got that dog in him.
Let's go.
Okay, let's talk about some real stuff. What can we expect in this first spring training game tomorrow?
Well, we can expect Noah Davis to go out there. He's going to start the game for Bud Black. He'll get about two innings. Then a bunch of relievers will come in. Carl Kaufman will pitch the last two. One of the things to keep in mind when it comes to these spring training games is late in the games when, you know, some players might rack up some numbers, the competition isn't going to be as good. So when the Rockies are putting their backups in or their AA and AAA players, the other teams are doing the exact same thing. So you have to take that with a bit of a grain of salt, right? And you say, hey, you can't just look at spring training numbers and say, this guy is playing really great. Well, who are they playing against? So Davis will go against some of the best for the Diamondbacks, as it is also kind of a home game for the Diamondbacks there. They have a split squad, so they've got another group going down to Mesa to play the Oakland A's. But Noah Davis will be there. We don't know who is in the starting lineup just yet. It could be Veen, perhaps. He's going to be a guy that... He's going to be a guy that, you know, could have a huge spring, similar to what Ezekiel Tovar did last year. And that really helped put him a little bit more on the map to say, whoa, this guy could be something a lot sooner. We may not have to wait the entirety of this before he comes up to the bigs. So we'll have to see if Veen does have one of those kind of springs. Brenton Doyle is going to be another player, I believe. It's going to get a lot of playing time this spring. And bottom line, if Zach Veen can play well and have a really great start to his Rockies career, maybe, just maybe, out in left field next to the Helton Burger stand will be the Wiener Schnitzel stand.
Let's go.
Turn up Patrick's audio a little, because this bar is getting a little too loud.
Dude, it's they're getting facked up.
Oh, people are already getting facked up down here, Patrick. do you feel like you're missing out?
Oh my gosh, just yeah.
Yeah, no, that was very genuine. Okay, I got to ask you about the story that you put out earlier today. Did you call Ryan McMahon a crusty old man? Can you tell us what you're
writing
about?
Those are fighting words,
there?
My guy.
You're about the 15th person that has asked me about that. The first person who asked me, I'm like, oh, is this a problem? Like, this is very clearly, you know, in jest. So I did go into the clubhouse and go, hey, Ryan, do you have a problem with this headline? And I showed him, and he laughed, and like, yeah. And that. So we're good. There is no beef between a big fan of the DNVR Rockies podcast, Ryan McMahon. It's just funny to think about the fact that, you know, he was drafted in 2013. So after Charlie Blackman, he's the second longest tenured Rocky in the franchise. So he's an old vet. He's an old vet at 28 years old. Crusty, maybe not, but you know what? That's why you need to read the article. That's why you need to be a diehard to find out if the old man, 28-year-old Ryan McMahon, is also a crusty man.
Hilarious. Okay, I'm glad that you guys don't have beef between you. It is wild to think that, yeah, Charlie Blackman and Ryan McMahon are just the lone guys from last postseason Rockies team in 2018. Like, that's it.
Ryan McMahon seems younger than that, than to be on that team. Like, yeah. I'm surprised he was on that team.
He was pretty young.
Okay.
He was just a baby.
Jeez.
That interview with Zach Veen from yesterday, where Zach Veen was mentioning the veterans that he looks up to, and one of them that he mentioned is B-Rod, it's crazy to call him a veteran. He's only been around for a couple of years, but kind of in the grand scheme of things.
In baseball years, yeah, I bet he is a veteran.
He's seen some stuff.
Well, that's funny. So I talked to Rogers today, a lot about, you know, winning the Gold Glove Award and what that meant to him and his family. And, you know, he got the news early, you know, before they made the announcement. So he had to keep it under wraps, and looking forward to writing about that, because he said a couple things that I believe to be somewhat exclusive there, which was kind of fun. But in it, he called himself like a veteran. He's like, I guess I'm a veteran too. I didn't know what he was referencing, but it was the Zach Veen article about, you know, Rogers being the veteran. The two Florida guys, you know, they've been, you know, training together since since Veen drafted. They happened to be walking out when I was doing one of my stand-up videos the other day, and Veen was carrying a bunch of boxes of shoes. And I made a joke, but I'm still not exactly sure if Veen was carrying B-Rod's shoes or if those were Veen's shoes. I didn't get any clarification on that, but those two guys are in lockstep. They work together in the off season, and Veen's going to do everything he can within his power to be in the lineup alongside Brendan Rodgers at some point this season.
Yeah. Oh, I love that for him. Is this hazing him potentially carrying around B-Rod shoes? Does hazing happen with these first time invitees at spring training?
So we haven't seen that exactly just yet. That was my thought. I said, well, it's better you have to carry a couple boxes of shoes rather than wear a Hello Kitty backpack, something like that, which is always obviously very common. I plan on talking to Bud Black tomorrow a little bit about, you know, some of the camaraderie in the clubhouse and just the team building aspect, not the actual players and positions, but just getting, you know, guys on the same page and, you know, building that community. Like, what are some of the things? Joe Maddon was a guy that used to bring in like zoo animals and do all kinds of crazy things to get the guys kind of, you know, pulling on the rope in the same direction, as Bill Schmidt would like to say. So there's going to be, you know, more of those things. And so I'm sure Zach Veen would be the first one to sign up for a Hello Kitty backpack if it meant he's on the big league roster. So for right now, you know, the guys are working together. They're trying to figure out these new rules and saying, hey, I noticed this. What did you think of that? Yeah, that was difficult. Don't do this. You should do that a little bit more. So they're really coming together in a major way, not only to try to figure out these rules, but also to try to prove the doubters wrong, who obviously are laughing at the idea that about them being a 500 club.
Yeah. Speaking of things coming together, how was Senzatella looking today when he was throwing that bullpen session?
He looked good. He looked good. His first two pitches, he quite literally just pushed the ball out of his hand and it dropped in front of the catcher. And I thought, okay, we've got a long way to go. But that was, I guess that's just part of his workout regimen. And then he just, you know, he threw it like normal and then he was off the mound and everything. So he was fine, looked good. You know, again, a lot of it probably was upper body. You know, pitching is a full body experience. You know, we know hitters and we know the kind of torque that they have when they swing a bat, but pitchers are the same way. We've seen it with Jake Bird and Riley Pine with those oblique injuries. So it's a full body workout, and your legs are probably the most important thing for a pitcher. Obviously your shoulder and your elbow are very valuable too. But if you don't have a strong lower half, you know, you're not going to be able to last the entirety of a season. So, you know, the prognosis is he'll be back in May at some point, mid, maybe late in the month. But for Senza, you know, he wants to be back even before then. So he is really pushing himself to try to get back. And based on, you know, what we saw here and, you know, the final week in February, he looked really good. He looked really good to still maybe be able to make 20 or so starts this season.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Patrick, thank you for the update. Anything else pressing that we need to know about? Any breaking news? Any hot gossip?
Hot gossip. We've got Ezekiel Tovar pretty much opened an entire pack of Topps baseball cards by himself looking for his card, which he did not want to acknowledge the fact that there was a chance he wasn't in the first series of Topps, which he was not. But he found some other rookie cards and was like, hey, this guy's in it, so I should be in it. And then today, yesterday, on the way to Chipotle, we happened to walk in at the same time. So it was like, oh, hey, I know you, you know me. So he was behind me in line at Chipotle. And
I what did he order?
What his order was.
Oh.
He got white rice was the only thing that I can remember. I was ordering mine, and a lot can happen in 24 hours, but I know he got white rice. And so that was kind of strange seeing that. And Michael Tolia, you know, played me a video of Brent Suter doing a Jim Carrey impersonation. We might have talked about that already.
Amazing.
It's been interesting, to say the least. Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to get down there. Can't wait to see all of your coverage for, you're still going to be there tomorrow, right?
I will be. Yeah. Okay, it'll be good. Interesting to see these new rules in place. I know there were two games earlier today. They were both under 3 hours.
Let's go.
Love it.
Yeah. I honestly don't know how long a typical spring training game is. You can make the case that they might be a little bit longer just because all the substitutions and whatnot. But I can also see, again, these rules being in place, making the spring training games go by a little bit quicker. Maybe not great if you're in the stands and you're, you know, you're on vacation, you want to relax and you want to enjoy extra baseball. But again, if you're watching at home from some kind of cable provider, we might be talking about that. But regardless of the cable provider or feed that you're watching the game on, a quick game is a good game. So that will be really interesting to see all these rules in place tomorrow at Salt River Fields as the Rockies take on the Diamondbacks in the Cactus League opener.
All right, we're going to be watching for sure. Patrick, thank you so much. Go get yourself some dinner, and we will talk to you. I guess next time I talk to you, I'll be in Scottsdale.
Oh.
And you will be here.
We'll trade. We'll switch off spots. Everyone's excited. They can't wait for you to get down here, Susie, so it's going to be fun.
All right. See you later, Patrick. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
It always takes me about 10 minutes to say goodbye to someone. I can never wrap up an interview.
Yeah, it sounds right for you.
Yeah, it sounds about right. we got to talk about how incredible it is to be a diehard. Because listen up, fam.
Great.
Listen up, fam. I'm wearing the diehard shirt today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have worn my diehard hoodie. Damn it.
Ah, oh, damn it. We got the diehard like jackets too. Like
and the card. Do you get a card?
Oh, so nice.
Dude, the cards are awesome.
They're so nice. Not only do you get that if you are a diehard, I think the best perk ever is you're getting 15% off of your entire bar tab at the DNVR bar at the corner of Colfax and York.
Yo, and during happy hour, like the savings right there? Come on.
Our happy hour is actually so good. We've been getting, we love to fack it up.
It's dangerous for us.
We're facking it up tonight. I've been very into the pretzels lately. That's on the happy hour menu.
Yes. Oh, the pretzels are really good.
We have been eating so many pretzels, like multiple days this week with beer.
I like how she has to say we, so she feels better.
It's not just me. Other people are involved. But yeah, you are getting 15% off that bar tab. You are getting 20% off of everything from dnvrlocker.com. You're getting 20% off of the Broncos tailgates, off of our Nuggets party buses. Those are always such a good time. And that annual membership is getting you a free shirt, not just once, every damn year. Who else is doing that? Who else offers that?
You tell me.
Who does that? If you know someone else who does that, you tell me. Because guess what? I don't think they do.
Nope.
It is unmatched here at DNVR. But, yes.
How do they become a diehard?
You go to thednvr.com and sign up today.
There you go.
Do it.
Like right now. Open up another tab.
Open up another tab right now. You know what we love here at DNVR? We love Breck Brew.
Oh, do we ever?
We love Breck Brew.
Oh, got a vanilla porter right here.
Ooh.
Which, by the way, I have a awful habit of ordering it as a vanilla porter junior now. I have gone to the bar and said, can I get a vanilla porter junior? Because that's what we call it here. And it's a little embarrassing.
But it's great.
It's great.
It's on brand.
And then I also have...
Are you double fisting?
I'm getting ready for my second beer. the Juice Drop Hazy IPA, which I found out today, is the bar's best-selling Breck Brew. Which kind of shocked me.
I'm kind of surprised.
Mainly because I'm not like an IPA guy, but that was not, I wouldn't have pegged that as number one.
I wouldn't have, but you know, it makes sense. It's kind of a perfect beer. Kind of a perfect beer.
Susie said it.
And you know what is even more perfect? The Ultimate Game Day giveaway.
Oh.
Oh,
is it ever?
Oh, boy. Breck and DNVR, they have teamed up to give some lucky DNVR fans the Ultimate Game Day experience. There's an Avs game. And there's a Nuggets game.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Avs game. May not be this, but there
is
an Avs takeover.
So
apologies.
To answer that question.
Apologies.
Yes, please don't get people too excited. The Avs giveaway, that is for the March 9th game against the LA Kings. Just a few rows off the ice.
Yeah.
Super good seats. You're getting Lexus Club access, DNVR gear, and a parking pass.
Yo.
What?
Parking pass alone is worth it.
That is
parking pass in the Lexus Club, that's 100% worth it.
So good. And they're doing the same thing for the Nuggets March 30th game. Courtside. Too good. Here's how you enter. Head to dnvr.com. I'm sorry. thednvr.com/Breck Sweeps. You're going to fill out a form. It's super easy, but you have to be 21. That's a little harder. If you're not 21 or older, but please be 21 or older if you're going to sign up for this. And there's also a link in the description of the show, so make sure you do that. Make sure you're following Breck Brew and DNVR on social media. And the winners are going to be picked a week before each game. Courtside, fam. Courtside.
Have you ever sat courtside?
No.
It's so cool. Because you think it's just close-up basketball, but really it's just like, wow, everyone is fast. They're so fast. Because from far away, it just doesn't look like, oh, you're like watching TV. But man, up close and how big they are. Whew. And the huge. Again, like you look at like Jamal Murray and you go, oh, he's like the smallest guy on the court. And he's absolutely taller than you. That's how shocking it is. Like, that's how shocking basketball courtside is. And next to the glass for the Avs games, also ridiculously cool.
Yes.
Especially if you actually get on the glass and start banging it when they're like fighting and stuff. Oh, top 10 sports moment for sports fans.
I want to be in a hockey fight.
You want to be in a hockey fight?
Okay. I win.
Yo, there's someone on the Avs beat that can make this happen. Megan will fight you.
Megan would never. Megan would be on my side. She'd take her hoops out. She'd be like, I'm there.
Tag team.
I'm there. You know who's always there for me? Jive Hive. Mm. It is an absolutely life-changing virtual dispensary on wheels. Think like Amazon, but for weed.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
One of the best ways to get buzzed.
Oh, that's good. That's not even part of the copy.
That's why I'm here. Call me Jive Hive.
I think they know. They know.
Or I'll call you.
Yeah. So Jive Hive, absolutely incredible. They are a virtual dispensary. They are going to bring stuff to you so you don't have to worry about leaving the house if you don't want to leave the house, if it's too cold, or if you're just lazy as hell like me. If you have a job or you're like a doctor or a lawyer, or maybe you just don't want people up in your business, you don't have to worry about that because they're just going to deliver it to you super discreetly. You can schedule delivery. You can have it delivered ASAP. It's perfect. It is perfect.
It's great.
It is absolutely life-changing. And they've got you covered. Jive Hive has you covered. So visit jivehive.com. That is JIVHYVE.com. And get your order delivered the same day or schedule a delivery window. And they will be there to say, drumroll please, hi. You get it.
Oops.
I'm actually dying from being not funny. It's
that,
really tragic.
That was called karma.
It's chronic and it's fatal. Jive Hive. JIVHYVE.com. Get your order delivered. They have, they're serving Monument, Falcon, Peyton, Fountain, Woodland Park, Security, Widefield, Aurora, and Greenwood Village with more to come. Again, that is JIVHYVE. .com. All right, I'm doing well.
All right.
Excuse me.
Do I need to read the next one?
No, that's it.
Okay,
that's all
cool.
Them.
All right, let's go.
That's it for now.
Okay. I was ready to step in. I was ready to be the relief pitcher there.
I appreciate that. Oh, a baseball reference.
Yes, and because you can pitch.
Oh, you know what I was going to pull up for the show today? We have that picture of you as a little kid with Dinger.
Why would you want to scar me?
It's
in front of our viewers.
It's a cute picture.
Cute picture.
It's so cute.
That's like a trauma point.
Really?
Oh, Dinger scares me.
Wait, did Dinger actually scare you as a child?
He made me a tiny bit nervous.
Why?
Because as a child, that big.
Okay.
Very large. Mm-hmm. And again, this may be personal preference. I always thought the colored spots on him a little weird. Didn't like it. Didn't just seemed a bit like, oh.
Oh, you don't like his little birthmarks?
No, I don't know. It just, and when he does the exorcist thing with the head, nope, I'm all right. I'm all right with that.
Well, I was going to say, you know, when there's a new version of Dinger now where his face is a little different.
Okay, that's fair. Got a little more Barney in him now, but the early Dingers, it was like, okay, man.
Early Dinger is a little scary.
And it's the same with early Rocky, if I can be so bold.
Really?
Yes, early Rocky was
a little
rougher.
Mascots used to be rougher. Now they're like,
they're
a little softer, they're cuter, they're like big stuffed animals, because kids love Dinger now.
Do they? I guess I wouldn't know.
They actually do. I mean,
don't talk to a lot of children.
I don't really know a ton of kids, but like I know some people in the clubhouse who have kids, like who are parents, like talk about like, oh, like my kid loves Dinger.
That's actually good to hear.
Yeah.
That's all right. I'm glad and maybe a new generation is claiming him.
When I went to that,
No, he's gonna kidnap you.
Oh my gosh.
You keep thinking he's besties, but this is.
It's
if anyone outside of a suit was doing that to you, you'd be like, okay, I'm out.
Actually, facts. You know what? Now that we're talking about it, maybe I need an adult. When I was at that, the Rockies put on a girls' softball clinic, and Dinger came in at the end, and now I realize why they had to wait until the end, because they all ran across the room. When he left
the event,
they chased him out. Like, wow. They couldn't... There was, like, a little girl sitting next to him, like... petting his foot like he was just like a giant stuffed animal.
Petting his foot. She was
just like, they sat down for a group pic and she was like, just sitting there petting him. Wow.
He was like a beetle. Dingo yeah. Star. Sorry. We can move on.
We will move on. We're moving on right now. Since you're on your kick of terrible jokes... Should we play the Media Day video?
Oh, let's watch the Media Day video.
Let's watch the Media Day.
Because these videos are so funny.
They are. They're interesting.
This is how the Let's Ride meme started.
This is how it started for the Broncos. Yeah.
Broncos Country, Let's Ride. So did you see... Well, let's see if we see any in this one.
I mean, I watched this and I didn't see any.
Oh, well, now I'm...
Well, you know,
can we talk through this or do we have to...
Batch downloads and I get the all clear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are our mics on? Okay. So this I think is a thing that they're doing for...
Ready.
Like there's so many cameras around.
That's the MLB. So they have like 100 cameras around them and this is to capture their likeness.
Yes.
Which is, in baseball, it's important because you actually see their faces.
Okay, hold that up to your nose.
But those rigs are insanely cool.
Ready.
This is such a cool setup.
I can't imagine how long it takes to set up those 100 cameras in the 360 degree. I'm sure it's near that. Oh, look at that thing, dude.
The whole light isn't the star, it's the TV's setup. I think this is supposed to be like kind of a retro vibe because this is the 30th anniversary.
Yes. Well, that's what the scoreboard looks like, too, right?
That's screen. What the top of the scoreboard looks like. And then look at this iPhone rig on a ring light just flying around Tovar. Also, look at Tovar just flexing.
Oh, he gets it.
He's a star.
That he dude has it. Looked into something with a ring light before.
I mean, he's young. So, the kids do that these days.
Yeah. Okay, well, now it just keeps going around and around. They have gotten the video. Okay. Ooh.
This is my favorite. Jonathan Daza, kissing the bag.
Oh, wow.
This is the meme.
Wow.
And do it one more time.
Jeez. Oh, he's kissing that bag.
Three times.
All right, so bat on shoulder.
Not his first time. Beard's looking a little kempt for Brendan Rodgers.
Yeah, look at him.
I thought he was getting a little Charlie. Yeah, see, I thought he was getting a little Charlie Blackman-ish.
His beard's definitely getting fuller and thicker.
I feel like we should do some of these intros for DNVR.
Why
and have them as like...
Can we have them?
As Susie doing like some weird poses and Patrick Lyons turning around to the camera and flexing, swinging the bat at the camera, right? And that's the Rocky Show intro.
Ryan, you know who would do that.
Not me, no.
It would be you.
As the head of video production, I am not producing that video. No.
Then what exactly do you do here?
Oh, I'm riffing. That's what that was. I'm riffing as to what we should do.
Someone's got to do it now because you put the idea in my head.
Oh, dude, how sick of this is Charlie Blackman? How many has he done now?
Like, so many.
Oh, my gosh.
So many.
That poor guy.
More than a decade.
That dude should have at least a bourbon on the side there.
He's
when he
like,
has to
you
do
can't
that.
Use mine from last year?
Right.
It's a white background.
Beard's the same length. I'm 19. Let's go. Come on. Let's fast forward to April.
Love Media Day. Love
That's
that
good.
Fresh Media
I like
Day
that,
content.
Though. Yes. I mean, again, this is like where hope springs eternal. Like, literally. You see that and you're like, all right, okay. Maybe it's a good year for him.
I was hyped the first time.
I'm excited
this.
To see Tovar now.
Tovar
let's go.
Looks ready. I see
it looks
a
like he wants
man.
To play baseball for the Rockies, which is, again, very welcome.
We love when dudes want
yes,
to play for the Rockies.
Yes, that will be beaten out of him very quickly.
Oh, my gosh.
But but no, it's just finish like, all right, it's a young, it's let's see these guys.
I'm ready to see them. I'm super stoked. Let's talk about some headlines around baseball. Mostly uniform headlines around baseball.
Oh, let's go.
So the Dodgers, on their sleeves, they have the interlocking LA. And it appears that that is no longer on the uniform this year.
Woo.
So, and that's been on the uniform since 2000, so more than 20 years. Is this to make room for maybe an advertiser?
Oh, I hope so. Boy, do the Dodgers deserve it.
Because they don't have enough money.
Nope.
Poverty franchise.
Poverty franchise. No. What would LA Dodgers logo be? What do you think the sponsor would be?
Who would advertise with the Dodgers?
Because isn't Bumble used to be with the Clippers, I believe.
Which would
be funny.
I mean, it's LA, so I feel like they kind of have their pick of what brand.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever brand wants to work with them, they just have. Oh, no. No.
Yo, Bruno. They've got the money.
Go.
They've got the money. Enough teams have been effed by the Dodgers, so.
We usually keep the show PG-13.
Oh, yes, as we opened with a lot of fact puns.
Getting fact up. Wait, guys, since the Avs guys are here, what time does your show start? Probably soon, right?
5:30.
All right.
Well, we got time.
We'll keep it moving.
That's an hour-long show.
Yeah. It's just a pregame. We got a watch party tonight, though.
Yeah, dude.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Later. Oh, RG's already cracking open the second beer, so that's how you know.
We're at least halfway through the show now.
It's true. Yeah, you need to be on pace, too. Speed it up.
All right.
Speaking of logos, so the D-backs, did you see their sponsored patch? Huge Avnet patch?
Yeah, that's not a patch. That's a billboard.
Yeah, it's huge.
That was a billboard's worth of patch.
So we saw on Reddit a rumor that the logo was going to get reworked a little bit, and apparently that rumor was true because they did.
It didn't last weeks? Yo, that's like a big thing, though, because I assume that they have had to at least... I'm interested in what the merchandise rules were there.
Yeah.
Because usually if they're doing promos, it means they have printed out stuff to send out to places you can buy them.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm curious now.
Yeah. Well, like, it got so much backlash, I think, online just because it was so big. It was kind of boring. It took up a lot of space. And a lot of that space was just blank space.
They should.
So this is a much.
Blank space, baby.
That is a Taylor Swift song. I love her. She's my everything, in case you forgot.
No, the most egregious part of their jersey is still mixing turquoise with red. That needs to be put to bed.
It's a tough look. I did like when they had purple in their uniform.
Oh, beautiful. Purple, tan, and turquoise, bring it back. The World Series with Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson, like that. Those are your jerseys, Diamondbacks. Stop lying to yourself. Just like the Padres stopped lying to themselves about we're not brown and yellow, you are brown and yellow.
They should have always been brown and yellow. It was weird that they weren't.
Yes.
It was weird that they weren't. We got like a whole studio audience in here now.
Yapping
away.
Live audience Friday.
Let's freaking go. Let's get the fact after it. Speaking of new unis, Sam Hilliard posted a picture that broke our hearts.
Ew.
He is in his Atlanta uniform starting the next chapter of his career.
Well, that's brave.
It's so brave of him. just like watch him, though, get traded from the Rockies.
It was his photo day, too. He's got the little hand on the hip. I'm a little teapot going on.
Yeah.
Good for you, Sam.
What was his nickname?
Slam Hilliard?
Slam Hilliard. That's a good one. Yeah. It's definitely someone's Twitter handle on Rocky's Twitter.
That's your expertise.
Rocky's Twitter ruined my life. I'm realizing that more and more every day. Every single day I realize a little more. I'm like, oh,
I'm out of here.
All right.
Any more uniforms?
What?
Any more? Are the Rockies bringing back the black vests?
No.
Damn it.
Right now, the Rockies had to take the black vest out of rotation because you can only have so many uniforms.
I know.
And the City Connect just messed it all up for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Is it the same City Connect this year? Are they just re-upping it? All right, whatever.
Yeah, they're not gonna
bring back the license plates. White pants?
Players want white pants.
I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's... During like warm-ups and stuff, they'll wear the City Connect jersey with their regular white pants, and it matches. It works. It looks really good. It makes the mountains on the jersey pop a little bit more. I'm Italian. but this is how you talk Italian. You just do this hand motion.
I will say the green pants are a little hated on too much.
It's a lot of green.
Yes, it's a lot of green, but I don't find it offensive.
You're not offended.
Like when
yourself.
When I look at it's just true. But when I look at like the Broncos color rush and it's all orange with orange pants, mm-hmm. that's offensive. That's way too much.
Looking like a highlighter.
Looking green isn't that like, oh God. It's just like, yeah, it's a lot of green, but
it's a
whatever.
Lot of green. Yeah. And it looks like it's kind of it looks like they're hot to wear on a really hot
yes,
day.
Yes. That's
they
a fair point.
Comfortable
that's a fair
to
point.
Wear on a hot day. So I kind of hope they switch to the
I don't know. I'm also one where just wear your team colors.
No, that's not gonna make anyone money. This is about money. It's about making money.
I just hate that Coors Field is like, oh, it's like 20% green. There's like just green dots in the purple.
Yep.
It's like enough.
It's
I'm done with
that.
Like,
park
it's not.
The grass is green.
The seats are green.
The seats are green. Everything's green. Well, we didn't talk about the Rockies TV broadcasts and whether or not they are in jeopardy because there's a headline out that Warner Brothers.
It's scary headline.
It's kind of a scary headline. So there, the story right now, Warner Brothers Discovery. Has told teams that they are planning to exit the regional sports network business altogether.
That's a trend.
And within the next couple of weeks. So we know that this is also happening.
Weeks? Jeez.
Within a couple of weeks. And that would be crazy for the markets this affect. This
yes.
affects
baseball season's literally about to start.
Including this, so this would affect the Rockies. But from my understanding, they're actually, I heard they're just going to rebrand.
Okay.
After the All-Star break. And our coverage will go on as normal.
Oh, okay.
So, apparently we don't have anything to worry about, probably.
Is it on the same television channel all year?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
That's
but I can't confirm
kind of
that.
A big thing.
I can't confirm that. But don't freak out. But yeah, this season we're going to see so many changes with the regional sports networks. With all the Bally stuff, too. That's not...
hey, just be happy you can see this regional sports network. Am I right?
Yes. Because some of us don't.
Some
get,
of us don't get others.
Some of us don't get regional sports networks. Anything else we got to talk about? We have an Avs watch party tonight.
Yes, watching literally with pride. It's the.
Yes.
Oh, I.
What
yes.
is it?
Avalanche with pride.
Of pride. Avalanche of pride. It is a. It is
of
a,
pride.
So much pride is pouring out that it is literally a big, unstoppable. Pile of falling snow.
Okay.
But like in a good way.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've got a party tonight. Of course, it's FAC.
Yes.
We're
oh,
FACing
no,
it up.
It's going to get wild.
It's going to get.
And the
wild.
Avs are red hot, baby. Friday
afternoon
club, my guy.
Wow. It's like
jeez.
A thing we do.
Jesse hasn't FACed in a while, obviously. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we are very into facking. It's just...
Dude, you need to just get facked more. It's, you know?
Fack it up.
Come to the bar
friend.
And you'll get facked.
Fack it up, fam. I can't fact too hard because I'm heading to spring training
tomorrow.
I'm doing a road
what's
trip.
The, what's like the thing you're looking for once you get down there? Like, if you're going... Are you going to the game tomorrow? Or on
no,
Sunday?
No, no, so I will get there on Sunday. I'm not
okay.
sure if I'm going to get there in time for the game.
Okay. But first game you go to, like, what are you going to be like, oh, I'm watching that thing right there. Or that guy, that, or are you just watching like the play clock or the pitch
you
count?
Know what? I think I'm going to be most interested in the new rules and see what the pitch clock looks like and how the pace of game has changed. Also, I just realized we have to like do some ad reads before we close
oh,
the show.
Oh, yeah, we should do those. We should do those.
I just realized, I'm like, oh, wait a second. I think I forgot an entire ad break. Real fast, let's just mention American Raptors because we love American Raptors. We have a podcast about
oh,
it. We
yeah.
have a DNVR rugby podcast. Absolutely
have you
incredible.
Been to? If you have not been to a Raptors match at Infinity Park, absolutely worth your time.
Yes.
One of the best spots in Denver. Hidden spots.
Hidden gem.
Hidden gem. It's
hidden
just kind of there, but what a cool place to just be for an event.
And also, the Raptors are in a new league. They are in the Columbia Rugby Federation,
oh.
so they are playing with South American teams.
Oh.
They're the only North American team in this. But they'll have six matches at home and six matches on the road.
Damn.
They are international. Call
Pitbull. Go support your continent, people. Go support them.
Support your continent, guys. And the even more amazing part, all those tickets to all those home matches are free.
Need we say more?
Yep. And those athletes come from all kinds of backgrounds in football, basketball, baseball,
yes.
wrestling, soccer, track and field. They are at the top of their game. They have all the necessary skills to excel at rugby. Can't miss it. Can't miss it. The best thing about hitting up a game, they're free. We mentioned that. And head to AmericanRaptors.com. And if you can't make a game, AmericanRaptors.com streams all of those games from their website. And if you need a little context, Colton Strickler has the DNVR Rugby podcast.
Yes, he does.
At DNVR_rugby. So he's going to be breaking it down for you. You can learn rugby with Colton's 101 Rugby podcast. He's got interviews with athletes and coaches. Some might say he has the tea. Love it.
I would say.
But yeah, there's going to be, we're going to have watch parties for the matches this year too.
Oh, so yes.
That'll be
oh,
really fun.
Oh, yes.
We're
Raptors bar, baby.
Yes, let's go. We're also a DraftKings bar.
Of course.
We are a DraftKings bar. So yeah, football season.
Are you a bar if you're not a DraftKings bar? I mean, come on.
That's true.
Let's get
that's
real.
True.
Get real.
So yeah, we, of course, we're all making money on DraftKings all the time. All the freaking time. But if you are a new customer, you can bet just $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Too good of a deal to pass up. All you have to do is go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, download it if you haven't already, use promo code DNVR, and you are getting that incredible deal. Insane. What's the last bet you made?
Oh, I don't...
You're not responsible enough?
I will pick, like, I will be like, I like that bet. I have not physically put money on a bet because
that's
don't trust myself.
That's very Capricorn of you.
I will take your word for it. But the minute I would actually start to, like, have to put physical value on a bet, I would start double, you know, like, rethinking. I would, like, would be like, nope, it's not what I actually think.
Yeah.
I would get too in my head. Not about that. I'm bad enough with money as it is.
Oh,
I don't need that.
Oh, Archie, I had no idea you were suffering so much.
I'm not suffering.
You're not suffering.
I wish I had, like, because I watch, like, the bet show here, and I'm like, damn, those
our
guys, like,
so
know
good.
What they talk about. And the Nuggets guys went, like, 6-1 on their bets last night. So I feel like I should just start betting what other people do, because that would maybe make more sense.
You have the coworkers around you who are all making the money off
of it. You should watch DNVR bet shows, because if you, like me, are scared to make money, maybe that's the way you do it.
Yeah.
Leave it to the experts.
Wow, that was poetry. Poetry. All right, I think we got it all in.
All right.
I think this is it.
What a rocky show. That was an hour. Wow.
I see the apps guys ready to go, just waiting for us to get off this set. So tune in, watch some Avs pregame in just a couple of minutes. We've got a watch party happening down here at the DNVR bar at the corner of Colfax and York. RG, where can we follow your incredible work on social media?
Oh, it's at Ryan Green DNVR. But I mean, just follow DNVR Sports. I mean, that's my account, basically.
Pretty much.
No, I would say if you're going to follow any account, follow our YouTube account.
Thank you. Yeah.
We just got over 34,000 subscribers the other day.
34K. That's very exciting.
So, yeah.
And you're going to be editing all of my travel vlogs.
I am. Oh, I'm excited to see what I get from you. I know what I'm getting from Patrick. I have no idea what I'm getting from Susie.
No, I don't know either.
Oh, no. I'm going to get, like, something from... You're going to be, like, floating in the pool doing it, right? You're just going to do, like, a selfie and be like, oh, okay. All right. That'd be pretty cool.
There she goes. It's nice that you think I'm staying somewhere with a pool.
Oh, that's too bad. Don't they all have pools? Isn't there just a pool in that stadium or something? Or
I don't think so. No. Not at that stadium.
Just hop a fence.
But anyway, yeah, I'll find a pool. You can follow all of the spring training latest at DNVR_Rockies on Twitter. You can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. And Ryan, you know what they say about me closing out a show?
You don't know how to do it.
That's true. I don't know how to do it. We will talk to you guys on Monday at 11 a.m. I'll be at spring training. Patrick will be here. We will talk to you then.